You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
A New York model says that when she posed for a fashion campaign for an American clothing brand, she never expected the company to alter those pictures and use them without her consent. Francesca Pujol's legal case against Rainbow USA will test new laws which are aimed at protecting people from having your images changed by AI and then used in ads. And Francesca joins me now. You're very welcome to the programme.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you so much
for allowing me to be here.
I'm delighted to speak to you. So you had an arrangement with this company, Rainbow USA, didn't you, to be a model for one of their campaigns. And the pictures were very standard fashion pictures.
Yes, correct. It was just regular e-commerce photo shoots.
So what happened then?
I started seeing some of the pictures that I shot in studio for the e-commerce one being generated through email promotions and social media. That's how I found out about them.
Mm-hmm. And it was your face, clearly, and it looked like it was your body, but you were posing in very different ways to the way you say you actually had taken the pictures during the shoot.
Correct. It was nothing similar to what I shot in studio. In a studio is usually poses, classified poses that we have to do, and with a blank background. The ones that were generated was with me in different backgrounds, with different face expressions, poses, quite different.
Mm. I mean, there were more provocative pictures. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, correct. Some of them were provocative.
Mm-hmm. And how did that make you feel seeing yourself in those pictures?
Well, seeing my image in a bar with my legs open and a glass in the middle of my legs, pretty much with me in a mini skirt and a crop top, or another of the pictures that I found out two, three weeks ago, where one of the legs were lifted. This was a negative out-of-body experience for me. Mm-hmm. Just because I didn't agree to it. And in a million years, I wouldn't consent to those pictures. It made me feel upset, outraged, disappointed, violated, because it wasn't what I signed.
This is not the type of work that you do, Francesca, is it?
Correct, it is not.
Mm-hmm. So you got in touch with the company then, did you?
Yes, I did, almost immediately.
And what did they say?
Well, they apologized at first and said that they would talk to the department, the specific department, so they can stop immediately. And 2 days later, I found out more pictures of me being generated, like my word didn't matter. So I reached out again, expressing how disappointed I was. And then 2 days later, that was a Friday, then Monday, I got the answer saying we are not going to compensate you or pretty much stop generating images. And then after that, I started sending multiple cease and desist letters through email and physical, where they told me that as a courtesy, they were going to remove the images.
But that hasn't happened, has it?
It hasn't, no. Some of the images still on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've decided to take legal action. And, you know, when I think about that as somebody who is relying on companies to hire them for modelling work, that is a big step for you to take, isn't it?
It is a big step. But at the end of the day, we all have voices. And when our voices are not respected, we all sure stand up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless.
So you feel the fight is worth having, do you?
It will always be worth it anytime I am being disrespected as a human being. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope will be the result of this? Because I said at the beginning, you're really testing some new laws around the use of AI in advertising. Do you hope that this might result in images not being used in this way in the future when it comes to other models, other people in your profession?
Correct. My hope is that I can win so a precedent can be set, establishing clear legal guidelines for how AI can be used. It's a matter of consequences. When bad actors are aware of those consequences, it can serve as a deterrent against the weaponization of AI.
Does it make you nervous about committing to do other modeling campaigns if you feel you're going to lose control in this way again?
I don't think it does. As long as I check my agreement or present it to my manager, my agent, my current agent. And one of the things I'm more aware now that I encounter this issue is to read carefully, to ask questions, to present it to my lawyer that's based on AI, and to my manager.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing all of this and everything is in the right way, I shouldn't be nervous about it.
Francesca, we will be keeping an eye on this case as it moves through the system. And thank you very much for talking to us. Francesca Pujol there, who is a model based in New York.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.